the call started. So tonight's Meet the Owners call, David Sandoval is the owner and founder of Purium Health Products. He wrote a book called The Green Foods Bible and, of course, has become famous for the 10-day celebrity transformation that he formulated and created. And the reason that that's become our signature calling card program is because it is a program. It's not a diet, and that you know, he solved some issues with you know, what has been wrong with diets in the past. And so our 10-day transformation is our calling card, our signature program, and that differently than other diets. And that's what David's going to be talking about here tonight, is why diets don't work. So David Sandoval, take it away.
Awesome. Well, David, could you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. It's perfect.
Okay, great. Well, you know, the funny thing is that people don't know about diets is that diets have only, in fact, if you're 50 years old or older, there's a good chance that you were living, like, at about the time that the diet was invented. You see, the diet was really invented post-World War II, when, you know, we had the baby boom and we had this time of abundance and, you know, and we had, for the first time, we had the scientific community making the connection between obesity and heart disease and cancer. And they said, you know, we should pay attention to how much our bodies weigh, because too much body weight is a risk factor for disease. And so some of the crazy stuff they did to try to make us skinnier actually made us fatter, because they didn't understand just how the human body really worked. And here we are 50 years later, and still there has not been a single diet that has effectively helped people to deal with the problem of overweight and obesity. And the reason why is, again, because it was a fairly new science, they made a few mistakes. And the mistakes they made are really rather easy to make. They're simple mistakes to make, because people like cause and effect. They don't like to play chess. They don't like to look two or three down, you know, lines down the cause and effect. They like immediate cause and effect. And there are some immediate cause and effects that you could look at that could give you the impression that the diets that were created actually did work. Because upon initial review of the data, the immediate results were the results that were desired. And so three of the most common mistakes that were made that just keep getting repeated and repeated and repeated in so many different ways are what we call stimulation, dehydration, and starvation. Now, all three of these really work in the short term. If you stimulate the body, and this literally may have caffeine or some other highly stimulative substance, that if you stimulate the body, then the body will not feel hungry, because it'll be energized, and that energy will be, you know, confused by the body with nutrients, and thus having a highly energized body will cause you to not eat as much. In Hollywood, they call this the cocaine diet. And I say that only partly jokingly, because overstimulation is very common among most of your entertainers, which is why I was brought into this business to begin with, was to help put a stop to that craziness. And so the idea of overstimulating the body is one of the fads that comes back once in a while. You still see them. You see Ephedrine, and I don't want to name brands, so I take that back, but you see these other products. You just have Ephedra, caffeine or some other stimulant. And so this is, you know, one of the reasons why diets don't work, because when you stimulate the body, you actually upset the adrenal system. When you upset the adrenal system, then you actually excite our nervous system, and that creates stress hormones, and the stress hormones that are ultimately created from stimulating the body cause the body to pack on weight, particularly around the organs. So the weight, the fat, surrounds the organs to protect, because your body feels that if you're under a lot of stress, then you must be going through a war, a famine, some type of a, you know, of a very stressful situation. And remember that because we are part of, you know, a race that has been on this earth for some 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 years, that we have 60,000 years, 40,000 years, 20,000 years, 10,000 years, 5,000 years, 1,000 years. We have all this genetic code that's been built into our survival and our existence. And through those tens of thousands of years, under a lot of stress, it was typically because of one of those reasons. War, famine, pestilence, whatever it might be. And so, our body, as a natural defense, would build fat and a fat layer around the organs that were most vulnerable to being harmed in one of those situations. So we know that stimulation will not work. We know that it's a false approach. It comes around once in a while, and it's been consistently on the scene. The next thing is dehydration. Now, think of the Hollywood diet. And again, I said I wouldn't name names, but certain of these diets that have come around from time to time, the Bahamian diet, the Hollywood diet, things like that, they work by giving your body a high amount of exotic tropical fruit juice or fruit extracts. And what happens with those, so you know, is they are what's called diuretic. A diuretic causes your body to expel water. Now, the simple science is that water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. Water weighs between 8 and 8.5 pounds a gallon. And if you lose through dehydration, if you simply take these diuretics, if you simply take these foods, these fruit juices or fruit parts that cause you to urinate a lot, then you will inevitably lose more water than you're consuming. And when you get rid of more water than you're consuming, by the time you have gotten rid of 1 to 2 gallons of water, you have magically and miraculously lost between 8.5 and 17 pounds in just a few short days. Isn't that amazing? The only problem is that dehydration causes headaches and cramping. It stops the body from being able to flush toxins out of your body. And so you're going to have this sort of toxic effect in your blood. And as you know, anybody who's ever had even a single alcoholic beverage and they're dehydrated, everything goes straight to your brain that is bad for you. So it is not a good condition to put your body in. And yes, you might fit into that little black dress this weekend, but you'd better be careful because you could pass out on the dance floor and you could be silly drunk after just one glass of wine. But more importantly, that weight will come back. And when it comes back, you still have to deal with all the negative things that happen during the dehydration, the headaches, the body aches, and the accumulation of toxins. So we know that stimulation is not the answer. We know that dehydration is not the answer. although the proof is that both of them do work temporarily. An immediate cause and effect can be drawn. But if you take the longer-term approach, the longer-term view, if you don't just look at the immediate cause and effect, but the long-term cause and effect, you will see that both stimulation and dehydration are equally as bad as our third option, which is the most common, and that is starvation. Good old-fashioned starvation. And boy, nothing works better than that. And here's the reason why. And you've heard this story before. It's like they've beaten the same old drum, but I need you to know so that you could let other people know, so that the world could know, so that we can begin to change the mindset of false thinking that leads people to false hope, that leads people to giving up and quitting and not wanting to try. And that is what is the worst thing to lose, is hope. If you don't lose weight, you lose hope. If you lose weight, you gain hope. And we have the right way to do that. But let's continue to talk about why the old ways, meaning those ways that we've come up with in the last 50 years in this new science called dieting that is, in effect, very accurate. What are the first three letters in diet? Die. All of these other methods actually cause your body to believe you're starting to die, and starvation is a very obvious one. So I need you to understand this. I need you to become brilliant and enlightened and intelligent on a subject that most people are not brilliant, are not enlightened, and are not very smart. But you're going to be, because you're going to understand something that they don't. You're going to understand that tens of thousands, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 years worth of genetic information is very powerful. And for most of man's existence, he went through something called feast or famine. You guys have heard of that, feast or famine. And that's because in the old times, food was either very abundant or not available at all. There wasn't just a little bit of food, or a lot of food. There was a little bit of food, or no food, or a lot of food and no food, because feast and famine was very common. And our bodies adapted to it. We became survivors. In fact, there is something called survival of the fattest. I did not say fittest. I said fattest. We are all alive today because we had a relative who was fat enough to make it through a famine, a war, or some type of trouble. Even winter, whatever that time was, they were able to make it through the times of famine. And here's the way it works. During the times of feast, our bodies built up a protective layer of fat, and in order to be considered healthy in the olden days, you needed to be a little chubby. Chubby cheeks and a nice round belly. Because they knew that the time would come when things would get scarce, and that protective layer of fat would keep you alive. The skinny would not survive. It's that simple. And when we went from having this nice, rotund, beautiful layer of fat that was there to protect us, and then we went through a time of famine, our body would sacrifice that layer of fat. That defensive layer of fat would be sacrificed in order to keep us alive. And slowly, that defensive layer of fat would melt away. The less we had to eat, the faster it would melt away in order to keep us alive. But during that time of melting away fat, our body was doing something else equally as important. It was resetting the metabolism to be able to survive on as little calories as possible. So that when we began to eat again, our body would use all excess calories to put back on that vitally important protective layer of fat. Again, they would have a protective layer of fat that would disappear when they wouldn't eat. And then the minute they ate again, the protective layer of fat would come back. Now fast forward to modern dieting practices and we could see our folly. We could see how we've fallen into a very obvious trap. We have recreated feast and famine. We have feasted and feasted and feasted until we're fat, fat, fat. And then we starve ourselves and we're miraculously impressed that our body loses that protective layer of fat. And then, extremely disappointed when we realize that it was temporary. That our body would inevitably put it back on when we began to consume again. You see, this is why stimulation, dehydration, and starvation will never work. Only total cellular satisfaction will work. Only becoming anabolic instead of catabolic will work. Only forcing the body to burn the protective layer of fat while simultaneously saturating the cells and the muscles with all of the nutrients that they need in order to thrive. For 3 days, 4 days, you're totally confused. Your body's totally confused. This super high calorie, excuse me, your super high calorie, super low nutrient diet has been flipped upside down, and suddenly you're consuming a super high nutrient and super low calorie diet. Oh, wait a minute, it's not a diet anymore, is it? Because you're not dying. Now you've got a super high nutrient, super low calorie program. And that makes all the difference in the world. Because we are reprogramming your cells. And it takes a while to reboot. It doesn't happen overnight. There will be cellular confusion before there is cellular satisfaction. And you need to be ready for that. Diets don't work. Transformation does work. Diets cause you to die. Transformations transform your body. Programs reprogram your body. We have a transformational program that will reprogram your body to go through a transformation and then to stick with that transformed, new, vibrant, high-level existence. This is the reboot. You are going to be fresh and renewed when it's done. We're putting in the, you know, that, what is that, software, the firewall that keeps this junk mail from coming back and these viruses from taking away what we vitally need. You see, we have the ability and the capability of dramatically improving the quality of our lives, dramatically improving the quality of our existence. And I will repeat, that the difficult road that we choose today with courage is going to create a much easier road that we live with joy in the future. And that easy road that we go down with guilt because we know it's wrong, it's not going to lead to a brighter or a better future. It's going to lead to us being fatter, sicker, shorter living, and having a lot less respect for ourselves. We do not only create healthier, sexier bodies. We create more powerful minds. We create more determined people who take that power and determination and they apply what they learned during this transformation into other areas of their life, in their relationships, in their job, in their approach to parenting, or whatever it might be. Because when you prove that you can and do love yourself, then other people are going to want to be around and in the warmth of that love. So there's the wrong way to do things. dehydration, starvation, overstimulation. We know that. But we have a better way. And I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight so that you can hear about that better way. Because this is what we're here to teach the world. That those 50 years of mistakes that we've been making, it's okay. It was a new science. It's obvious that we're going to learn as we go, but now we have learned. And I'm going to teach you something else that's really amazing. There was a study that came out today, that just got published today, that said that if you eat all of your meals within an 8-hour period, let's say that you start eating at 10 and you stop eating at 6, that's the absolute healthiest way that a human being could live. Now, in our system, it's pretty close to that. It's about 9 hours, 9.5 hours, but really close to that window. There's so many things, scientific things, that have gone into our understanding of why our program works, whether it be the studies at UCLA on diabetes, whether it be studies on weight loss, longevity, disease prevention, athletic performance, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia, all of these things. There's thousands of studies that have facts and figures that have never been dissected or applied in the way that we have dissected and applied them. So that's pretty much what I wanted to share with you tonight. If David Litt is still there and has a question or two to wrap up, I'd be happy to expand upon this.
Well, I really think you nailed it, Dave, that, you know, as I go through my mental Rolodex of diets and think about, you know, the diets that are promoted on TV and at the grocery stores, it is about stimulation, it is about dehydration, it is about starvation, and there's so much misinformation out there. And, you know, to have a program that does provide cellular satisfaction and, you know, really provide a pathway to a long-term healthy solution, I think is that's the difference. There are lots of differences built into that, but the idea that 10 days is just a trampoline onto, you know, a healthier lifestyle is a really big concept, because all those diets, you know, clearly are short term, and now we have a much better understanding that not only are they short term, but they're actually harmful for us just by the physiological effect of how they work. They don't set us up for long term success. They set us up for long term failure. And that just means that, you know, as consumers, people come back to those diets over and over and over again, getting less and less healthy in the process. So it's exciting to know that, you know, we're setting people up for success that goes beyond short-term success and long-term success. So I don't know if I have a question that really popped into my mind after that presentation. I think it was really clear. I think it's really important. I think people need to understand and have the information that this is not a diet, and that the difference between a program and a diet now, in my mind, and I'm sure everyone listening, is really, really clear. So I think you did a fantastic job, and, I think it was a great call, and I got everything out of it that I needed to get out of it.
Now, I want to reiterate something that we spoke about earlier on the transformation support call, and that's the importance of, you know, creating that physical, mental, and emotional strength and confidence and security in your own decision-making and your own ability to follow through on a commitment. And so when you do the transformation, I want you to remember that you have options. You have flex foods. You have additional water that you could drink. You have naps that you could and should take. You know, and you have the option also of the athlete's transformation. If you're a high-energy person with doing a lot of work all day and, you know, or you're training or in training, you know, then consider the athlete's transformation. But all I'm telling you is that our reprogramming of your body is initiated in the first 10 days. 80% of the work is done in those 10 days. But it's how you follow up after that that really matters. And if you have had the discipline to do the 10-day transformation and then you transition into your support either every other day or in your athlete's format where you're having one meal a day and doing all of the superfoods for your other meals, I want you to realize that this is a lifestyle. And you need to embrace that lifestyle. And if you think I'm just going to do this for 10 days and then I'm going to be over it and I've made my obligation, then I'm going to go back to what I was doing, you want to think that, that's okay. But follow my program to the letter the whole time you're thinking that. And when you're done, there's no way you'll be thinking that. I will have changed your thinking completely. But if you're thinking that I know that this is the start of something, I know that this is, you know, a transition that's the first step of a journey, you're the people that I think are going to get the absolute most out of this. And if you haven't had that mindset yet, I want you to realize that that's what we want for you. We want you to realize that this is a time to reboot, to reset, to reprogram, not just your metabolism, but your faith in your own ability to set your mind to something difficult, to follow through with it, taste the sweet success that comes from that, because that's something that very few people in the world, quite honestly, they don't have that today. Everything in life today is supposed to come easy. It's supposed to come fast. It's supposed to taste good, smell good, look good, and feel good. And if it doesn't, we go the other way. And if you really believe that all those things that taste good, feel good, smell good, all that, if you think that those are the things that are going to make your life better in the future, well, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell you. Or maybe I'll just lease it to you. Because that's an illusion. So we've got the real, legitimate, honest, and effective solution. So I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to say good night. We're going to open the phone lines and let you all say so. And that's this. We have a program. That program is dramatically effective. That program that's dramatically effective is based on solid science. It really works. And when you share it with people, it feels great to see their lives changed as well. And that's our mantra. It's the truth. You need to help us share it with the world. We have a program that has dramatically effective results that are based on science. And when you share it with people, it feels really good. But the first person you need to share that with is you. Become a walking, talking billboard. Because we've got a whole world to change out there. And this is just one of the very first steps. So thank you all for being with us tonight. Thank you, David Litt, for moderating on your tough day three. David Litt admitted to me that even though he's transformed four other times, day three has not gotten any easier for him. And that gives me comfort to know that he could do it, you could do it. So again, thank you, everybody. I'm going to open up the phone lines, give us a chance to say, you know, good night. And hello, I love you, whatever it is. So here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Love you. Thanks for everything.
Thank you. Good night. I love you. Good night. I love you.
Bye. You're awesome.
Hello.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you, David.
Good night. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night on that support call. Again, Thursday night on our business building call, every night we've got something going on. We want you to be with us. So until then, aloha.